And a year of Shemitah, like this year, the halacha is that Shemitah is Meshamet Kesafim. Anyone owes a chayv, you owe anyone money, Shemitah erases the chayv, you no longer have to pay it unless you write a prosbul. And when you write a prosbul, then the chayv remains intact. Now, the when does the prosbul have to be written? So the halacha is, the way we paskin, is that you don't have to write it before the 7th year, you have to write it before the 8th year, because Shemitah is Meshamet at the end of the year. In other words, at the end of this coming year, Shemitah is going to be Meshamet, so sometime before this coming Erev Hashanah, you have to write a prosbul to make sure that your chayvus won't be nishmat. So that the other Rishonim are chaylik, they hold you should do in the beginning of the year, but the way we paskin has to be done sometime before the end of the year, anytime during the year, as long as you do it before Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. Now, based upon this, there was a Rosh Shiva in Europe before the war. He wanted to say a chiddush. He came out like a chiddush that not only do you not have to write the prosbul till the end of the year, but you can't write the prosbul before the end of the year. If you write a prosbul at the beginning, in the middle of the year, at the beginning of the year, it's possible. You have to wait all the way till the end of the year, the last day of the year, right before it's about to be Meshamet. That is the time when Shemitah is Meshamet, and that's when the prosbul has to be written. But if you write it any earlier than the last day of the year, the prosbul is not going to be kosher. And the story goes that this Rashiva is once at a chasana, he's sitting at a table together with other Rashivas, and he said over his chiddush, this was a Gvaldika chiddush, no one ever said this before, that a prosbul cannot be written before the end of the year. If you write it before the end of the year, it's going to be puzzle. So they were discussing this chiddush, and at that time there was a Yerman, a young man, sitting at a different table with the Pasha de Yidin, and he overheard what this Rashiva was saying, and he started muttering to himself, it's negative affair Shemeshah. And this Rashiva heard him, and he went over to him, and he said, what do you mean? Which Mishnah is Keneged? Where is there a Mishnah that says not like me? And this young man told him, he says, it's a Beferish Mishnah, my cotton, David Chesim, Abez, today's daf, where the Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu Kaisim B'mayed, the following things you're allowed to write during a Mayed, even though you're not allowed to write just Stam during Chol HaMayed, but the following things you could write, these are things that are Tzarech Mitzvah, defining Yanim. And the Mishnah says you could write Kiddushin Nashim, Mishtar Kiddushin, Gitin, Shaivrim, Daitiki, Matana, Upruz Bulin. So the whole list of different things you could write during Chol HaMayed, and one of the things you're allowed to write during Chol HaMayed is a prosbul, prusbulin. So this young man said, he said, if you could write a prosbul during Chol HaMayed, obviously Chol HaMayed is not the end of the year, it's not the last day of the year, it's either Sukkot or Pesach, and yet we see that you're allowed to write a prosbul. So you see from here clearly that a prosbul could be written on any time during the year, not only on the last day of the year. That was the Gvaldik Raya that this young man brought. This Rashiba is very nispal from this Raya, and he left the table where he was, and he went to sit next to this young man, and he said, this person is a Talmud Chacham, I want to sit next to him. And he was chayzer from his chiddush because of this raya from this Mishnah. Now, who was this young man who brought this raya? This was none other than the Chazon Ish, Avraham Yishai Karvelitz. As a young man, he wasn't known at the time. He was a young man who was a big masman, a big guy, but not well known, and he was the one who brought this raya. You see, the Gevaldik Bekias of the Chazon Ish, how he knew right away to bring a raya, Mimerchik Hevi Lachmai, from a place which is not from the Indian of Shvias, from a whole different place, from a Mishnah in the middle of Mari Kutin, who was able to know that Mishnah right away and bring a raya, Kinagid the Chiddush of this Rosh Hashiva.